Next, we're going to listen in as President Bush tries to persuade some Midwestern voters about his changes to Social Security. The president stopped in Iowa yesterday. It's part of a nationwide tour. And he warned that Congress could face the consequences if they fail to support his proposal for change. But lawmakers are also being warned of consequences if they support the president, NPR's David Shaper reports.
In the musical The Music Man, Professor Harold Hill goes to Iowa to find easy prey for his musical instrument selling scheme. Yesterday in Cedar Rapids, President Bush may have found Iowans to be just as friendly as in the musical, but not as willing to buy.
On Social Security, I think the president is going to have to earn everything that he gets here in Iowa.
Don Palmer is co-chair of the Linn County Republican Central Committee.
I don't think we're going to be an easy sell just because we know and love him.
Palmer says changing a popular and relatively successful program like Social Security would be difficult for many Iowans to swallow right now.
There's a lot of still economic unrest here in Iowa. We're not coming out of the downturn as well as some of the other states, and so we're somewhat nervous about making any changes. In fact, that's just the conservative nature of what we're like.
Nationwide public opinion polls show that while Mr. Bush is surely raising awareness of Social Security's problems, public support for individual retirement accounts within Social Security is weaker now than it was at the beginning of the year. Still, the president is determined to swing the momentum his way, as he told supporters at the latest of his choreographed conversations on Social Security in Cedar Rapids yesterday.
I'm going to be stubborn on the issue, and we're going to keep working this until we get something done. We need to. Now's the time to address tough problems before it becomes acute for younger generations of Americans.
The president also toughened his language when addressing his adversaries during an appearance on local radio station WHO.
I think there's a political price for not getting involved in the process. I think there's a political price for saying, it's not a problem, I'm going to stay away from the table.
Although Mr. Bush may have been warning Democrats in the main, there are Republicans who are also reluctant to embrace his changes, like the congressman whose district includes Cedar Rapids, Jim Leach.
To date, there's been no approach put on the table that meets all the criteria that I can support.
Leach says at 15 town meetings across his southeastern Iowa district last week, he found widespread skepticism about the personal retirement accounts.
I think this president would be wise to think in terms of compromise, and he would be wise to think in terms of looking at the types of things that the American public can rally behind rather than try to simply stuff down one approach that might be on the table today.
Leach is a moderate and sometime maverick who finds himself actively courted by the other side of the Social Security issue.
For decades, millions of retired Americans have received the monthly checks they counted on. By privatizing Social Security, President Bush is gambling with our futures.
Frank, what are we going to do?
Maybe the kids will take us in.
Call Congressman Jim Leach at 319-363-4773 and ask him to oppose the scheme.
That ad running this week in Leach's district was paid for by the group True Majority Action, a coalition including MoveOn.org, labor unions, and others opposing the president on Social Security. Another Republican feeling a little heat is Iowa's senior Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee and steward of any legislation to change Social Security. Grassley has not endorsed the president's approach on Social Security, but he agrees that doing nothing is not an option, and he says he hopes the president's roadshow will help mobilize voters.
That they're going to get very involved with discussing it with their neighbors and friends, and everybody collectively sending a message to Washington that we expect the 109th Congress of the United States to deal with this issue today, not tomorrow.
That said, Grassley gives any Social Security bill just a 50-50 chance of being enacted this year. David Shaper, NPR News in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.